March 12th, Blessed John Baptist Righi of Fabriano, Confessor, First Order. Blessed John Baptist Righi descended from a noble family in Fabriano, Italy, and already as a child manifested a special love for prayer, together with unusual obedience towards his parents and a tender compassion for the poor. After he had become a Franciscan, he chose to live in a cave in order to contemplate the sufferings of Christ without being disturbed or seen by others. In regard to food and clothing, he observed the greatest austerity and abnegation, and was, above all, firmly established in humility. The faithful gathered in great crowds to attend his sermons. He was favored with a special gift of arousing great confidence in the mercy of God, so much so that many sinners repented of their wickedness, and some of the most hardened among them were converted. Even during his lifetime, he healed many sick persons by merely making the sign of the cross over them. After a life of rigorous penance, he went to his eternal rest at the ripe old age of 70 years. He died on March 11th, 1539. Pope Saint Pius X confirmed the veneration that had been paid to him from the time of his death. On the remembrance of the Passion of Christ. Consider the love and gratitude which impelled Blessed John to meditate on the Passion of Christ. The words of the Apostle were ever before his mind. Christ suffered for us. 1 Peter 2:21. For our sins, for our eternal salvation, our dear Lord suffered unspeakable tortures from the day on which he was born in an inhospitable stable until the last drop of his blood flowed from the wound in his sacred side on the cross. Hence, it is most ungrateful and unkind to pass over his sufferings in an indifferent manner. When you say the sorrowful mysteries of the Rosary, lay special stress on the little thought that it was for us. Consider the benefit that accrues from the contemplation of the sufferings of Christ. It provides us with consolation in sorrow and in the sufferings of life. For although Christ was innocent, he suffered more than you. It affords strength in times when slander and contempt have touched you, for Christ has suffered a greater share of this affliction than you. It affords hope for the remission of sins. For the Apostle says, "If any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the just. He is the propitiation for our sins." 1 John 2:1. You will surely be rewarded for the frequent contemplation of the sufferings of our Lord. Consider in what manner we should contemplate the sufferings of Christ. Holy Scripture admonishes us, "Look and make it according to the pattern that was shown to you on the mount." Exodus 25:40. In other words, we must keep our thoughts steadfastly directed to Mount Calvary and Mount Olivet. If sufferings come to you, then ask yourself at once, "What has my Savior suffered?" Above all, familiarize yourself with the phases of the Passion of Christ by making the way of the cross, or say the sorrowful mysteries of the Rosary at least once a week. What have you done in this regard in the past? Prayer of the Church. Grant, we beseech thee, O Almighty God, that the example of Blessed John may serve for the amendment of our life, so that we may not only celebrate his feast day, but may imitate his virtues, through Christ our Lord. Amen. Blessed John Baptist Righi of Fabriano,
pray for us. Thank you.